This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Parts of South Dakota have yet to experience any frost, with only light freezes hitting many other areas. Cattle grazing forages in the sorghum family can be at risk from prussic acid poisoning after a freeze. SDSU Extension Beef Nutrition Field Specialist Madison Kavarna explains prussic acid concerns are common in forages from the sorghum family.
Such as Sudan grass, sorghum Sudan grass, and Johnson grass. So a lot of those are the ones we need to be worried about. And that prussic acid actually is a compound that can turn into cyanide inside the body.
Prussic acid formation will have the greatest concentrations in the leafy, immature parts of the plant, and this is exactly the type of grazing cattle prefer. Taller and more mature sorghum forages will have lower levels of prussic acid, but possibly not low enough to leave cattle grazing after a frost.
After a killing frost, it's recommended that we don't graze for at least 7 days, ideally 10 days to 2 weeks. Prussic acid is unique in the fact of if it is allowed time, it'll actually dissipate out of the plant, and that makes it really easy for us to kind of go back in and graze. But we do need to give it that time for that acid to release itself as a gas from that plant.
Frost-damaged sorghum forages may be harvested for hay or silage, and with the curing, the prussic acid levels will diminish compared to fresh samples. However, Kavarna advises testing suspect hay or silage samples before feeding to ensure its safety. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and search prussic acid to learn more.